Hey, thanks for tuning in to the Keep Moving Forward podcast with Tom O'Leary. I am so grateful. Wow, I hope you're having a great new year. I can't believe it. Almost 1 month down. How did that happen? You know, time flies when you're having fun. So hope you're having fun. I hope you're just enjoying the sunshine and all that God is doing. Hey, thanks for interacting with the podcast and asking questions. Thanks for passing messages along to family and friends and people you know that might benefit. You can always send them to the website, tomoleary.org. And thanks so much for those that are able to financially support the podcast simply by going to the website and hitting the give button. Thank you. It's such a blessing. Hey, I want to talk about something really serious today, and that is about fear. And today's podcast is fighting off your fears. It takes a fight because fear can be so crippling, so debilitating. I mean, it just can get in your mind. It can get in your heart. It can freeze you up like a deer in the headlights. And when we're in that place, we're not living by faith. We're not living with vision and purpose because we're stuck in our tracks. We're paralyzed from this fear. And I really believe that God wants us to not just put our fears aside, but I mean, put up a fight, you know, like, you know, get, you know, the gloves are coming off. A buddy of mine texted me the other day. He goes, I want to hear your Rocky Clubber Lang interpretation, because I used to do it when I was a kid, you know, and Clubber Lang would go, "You're going down." And Rocky would say, "Nuh-uh, no way." Something like that. Anyway, you know, it's a fight, right? It's a fight. And we got to fight off our fears. Well, there's a guy in the Bible that was totally about fighting off his fears, and that's Joshua. In the Old Testament, the book of Joshua is right after the first five books in the Old Testament in the Bible, which is called the Torah. So you got Genesis and Exodus and Leviticus and Numbers and Deuteronomy. And then we get into a great, great hero, wonderful story of the life of Joshua. And God puts a call on Joshua's life to lead his people into that promised land, crossing the Jordan River. And so Joshua chapter 1, we're going to just kind of settle into that chapter and take a look at how Joshua fought off the fear. Because the reality was that there were giants in those land, in that land, you know, and God saying, no, this is going to be your land. And we got to face our giants, but we got to fight off our fears, because we won't even get to the giant if we're stuck in our fear, right? So here we go. Let's just take it as it is in Joshua chapter 1. And in verse 2, it says, "Moses, my servant, is dead." So Joshua is replacing Moses as the leader of the Israelites. And it says, "Now then," this is God talking to Joshua, "now then you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I'm about to give them to the Israelites." And so in verse 2 here of Joshua chapter 1, God is communicating the goal. He is saying, this is where we're headed. This is what we're going to do. Joshua, you and all the people, you're going to cross over the Jordan River and into the land that I'm giving you. So God's just really clear. He's given them the goal. Let me ask you a question. What goal is God giving you? And that's something to really think about, you know, chew on, really go there. Like, you know, is it a goal for your physical health? Is it a goal for your spiritual health? Is it a goal for your relational health, certain people, relationships, goals that you have, certainly your emotional well-being. How about financial goals or with your work and things that you feel like God has put in your heart? You know, I love that statement. You know, what has God put in your heart? And so it's just so important to, you know, okay, this is the goal. This is the target on the wall. This is where I'm going. Because fear is going to try to creep in. The enemy of your soul is going to try to intimidate you with fear so that you don't get to the God-given goal. That's how it works. So what does Joshua do? Well, God's word to Joshua, chapter 1, verse 6 says, "Be strong and courageous because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give them." So God had made this promise long before Joshua to the forefathers that this is going to be your land. This is where, this is the goal. This is the blessing. This is the reward. This is what I'm giving you. And Joshua's word, God's word to Joshua was, be strong and courageous. So here's number one, step into strength and courage. The word here says, be strong and courageous. God is giving Joshua a command. It's not like, hey, I hope you get strong. I hope you get some courage. I would really encourage you to be courageous. No. God is calling Joshua, be strong and courageous. So our takeaway is we gotta do something about that. We have to step into it. And you step into strength, God's strength. You step into courage, God's courage in the Holy Spirit, encouraging you, giving you that faith, and really being strong. And so how do we, as frail human beings, how do we step into that strength? How do we step into being courageous? Well, it's by believing God's promises. That's how we do it. And I'm telling you what, that's number one of really taking on our fears, fighting off your fears. And it's believing God's promise. When my wife was a little girl, there was this little Sunday school song that they would sing about being a promise. And it's a catchy little tune. You know, I'm a promise. I'm a possibility. I am a promise with a capital P. I am a great big bunch of potentiality. Okay, that's a little too much for the morning here. But anyway, you know, cute little tune. But, you know, think of those things. I am a promise. You know, God is saying you have purpose, you're a promise, and you have so much possibilities that God wants to do in you and through you. And so we have to believe what God said. We have to believe God's promises and that you, in fact, are a promise. He loves you. He's for you. He has this plan. He has this purpose, and we got to step into it. So when the fear comes knocking at your door, what are you going to do? I am going to step into strength, step into courage, even when I don't feel like it. Remember, Scripture says, when I am weak, then I am strong. So it's okay to say, God, I don't feel strong. I feel weak in these areas. God, give me your strength. And right in that moment, what's happening is you're recognizing your need for God. And so you can step into strength. You step into courage. Because why? Because you are believing God's promises. All right, let's go to verse 7 in Joshua chapter 1. And the word of the Lord continues on in Joshua's life. And he says, be strong and very courageous. So we got a little emphasis on the strength and the courage. And then God says, be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. And so here we have number two, and really it's all about obeying God, obeying God's voice. And the word here was, hey, be very careful. Like Elmer Fudd, very careful. You got to go there. You got to be very careful. Like head on the swivel. You know, you're looking to see, how can I obey God's voice? That's number two, being very careful. And it's really comes down to trust. To trust God and obey God. And, you know, there's an old hymn that, you know, trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. That's a great hymn, a great worship song. And the reality is, it's so true. Like, you're not going to be happy if you're not trusting Jesus. You're not going to be happy if you're not obeying Jesus. So, you know, when we disobey, it ends up leading to unhappiness. When we are distrusting God, it's going to lead to being sad. That's how that works. And again, here we are in today's podcast, fighting off your fears. So you fight fears by obeying God's voice. And truly what God is saying is, be strong and courageous. Be very strong and very courageous. That was the emphasis in verse 6 and verse 7. So we're putting it together. We're being strong. We're stepping into strength and courage because we're believing God's promises. We're obeying God's voice. Obey the nudges. You know, when you get, I call them God nudges, like just something in your heart where you know you're supposed to call someone and, you know, and, well, I don't know if I want to, or, oh, you know, I'm not sure they like me, or, oh, you know, they're going to think I'm weird, or what. You know what? Obey the God nudges. Pick up the phone and call them if you're supposed to, you know? And if you come in with love and grace, you know, that's the pay dirt. That's the touchdown. That's the win. Because if you're able to give love and grace to someone, then you're doing God's work. Whether they receive it or not, that's not your problem. You don't have to worry about it. You're to obey God's voice. And that trust and obey, it's the both and. It's the both and. They work both ways. When you trust, you're obeying. When you're obeying, you're trusting. And that's where we have to go. Okay, so let's jump to verse 8. And verse 8 says, do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Wow. God says if you meditate on his word, that's number three, in fighting off your fears, just like Joshua, you got some giants that you're facing and you got to fight off the fears. God says here in Joshua 1 verse 8 to meditate on his word. He goes on to say, and if you do, you're going to be prosperous and successful. You are going to have God's favor on your life. The very God-given goal that you're going after is going to become a reality. Because why? Because you meditated on God's word. It's so very, very biblical. And it's kind of a lost art, I think, within Christianity, that we are to meditate, but it, you know, it's very important. What are you meditating on? Well, God says, meditate on his word. And so you take certain scriptures and you put them in your heart and you bring them back up to your mind. You know, I've shared that I've gotten into swimming. And so to keep myself entertained and to count my laps and, most importantly, to meditate on God's word and make it very spiritual, not just a physical workout, but a spiritual workout. So I have assigned certain scriptures that I've memorized. And so when I'm on lap 16, I say to myself underwater as I'm swimming, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. John 3:16 on lap 16. And then I get to lap 17 and I say Colossians 3:17. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Colossians 3:17 on lap 17. There you go. So that's, you know, and what am I doing? I'm meditating on God's word. And I'm building that lap list of verses. My goal is to get to 72 verses, and I'm on my way. And so that is part of fighting off your fears, is when we actually meditate on God's word. It's really interesting. The word meditate that was in the Old Testament, originally in Hebrew, it translates as like a cow regurgitating its cud, its grass, its food. And so what a cow does is he chews up the grass and he swallows it, and it goes into a particular chamber in his stomach. And then the cow regurgitates it, brings it back up and chews on it some more, and then does it again and does it again. I'm sorry if you're eating breakfast right now. That probably isn't a great illustration while you're eating. But it is a powerful illustration, if you think about it, that we're to chew on God's word. We're to eat on God's feast, on God's word, and let it go on the inside. And then we bring it back up and we chew on it again. That's meditating on God's word. And God says, if you do that, you're going to be prosperous. You're going to be successful. Fear isn't going to hold you back. Because why? Because we're taking a strong stance here today. We're fighting off our fears. Okay, let's go to verse 9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. So we got a lot of emphasis on being strong and courageous here. That's because we're in the fight and we're going to fight off our fears. Verse 9 continues, do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Okay, this is powerful. God says, do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. We go down those paths so easily. And it's what God's saying, no fear, no discouragement, nope. But we have, it begs the question, why? Why can you and I, like Joshua, not be afraid, fighting off our fears, not be discouraged, but in fact being courageous? How do we do that? Why can we do that? God gives the answer. He says, I'll be with you. I'll be with you wherever you go. That's the word of the Lord. Wherever you go, God is with you. So whether you're going into a stressful meeting, God is with you. Whether you're going to the doctor for a checkup, God is with you. Whether you've had an accident and you have to go to the hospital, God is with you. A buddy of mine, his daughter just got in a skiing accident, shattered her collarbone, had to immediately go in for surgery. And certainly there was, fears start to arise for my buddy and his wife. And they immediately went, to be with her. And the surgery was successful and she's recuperating. And, stuff happens, right? Accidents happen. It's the world we live in. But God wants you to be strong and courageous and not be afraid. And the way we can do that is when we believe God is with us wherever we are, wherever we go. When you're on the move, when you're going to work, when you're going to sleep at night, when you're, whatever it is, God is with you. It makes me think of Psalm 23, the most famous psalm. And, you know, the psalmist there, David, in this particular psalm, Psalm 23, he says, you know, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Again, that's the answer. He's not going to be afraid. He's fighting off his fears because he's believing that God is with him, even though it's a scary valley that he's walking through, shadows of death that he's walking through. He's like, no, I'm not going to fear because I know that you are with me. So, so important. I interviewed an individual the other day writing an article for a particular publication. And this woman has been battling cancer and got through one round of cancer and went into remission. And then, you know, back in August, it came back at stage four. And so she started, you know, doing the medical procedures and chemo and some things like that. And right now, you know what, the cancer's clear, can't find it. And, you know, but she's got, you know, three young children. But she, her words, not mine, said, at first, the fear was crippling. And so she found, I have to go to God every morning. I have to just dwell on his word and meditate on his word and believe that he is with me. And certain verses that and scriptures that helped her, she would highlight in purple. And so she, you know, we called it, you know, I'm going to the purple verses, you know, and I'm having a bad day. I got to go back to that scripture. I'm going to the purple scriptures, you know, and I think that's a good word for all of us. Hey, when you're going through it, go back to God's word, crack open up the Bible, find those what would be for you, your highlighted purple scriptures, go to the purple ones and dwell on those. And remember, it's all about believing God is with you. And finally, in verse 11, the word comes to Joshua, go through the camp and tell the people, get your supplies ready. 3 days from now, you will cross the Jordan here to go in and take possession of the land the Lord your God is giving you for your own. And, you know, number five here, God tells him, get ready, get your supplies, go through, get everyone ready. 3 days from now, we're doing it. You know what our takeaway on that is? We got to do our part. We have got to do our part. We've got to do our preparation. We got to do our part. My daughter's mother-in-law, when it's toward the end of dinner and there's still food on the table, her little saying is, okay, everyone do your part. Come on, we got to finish up the food. Do your part. You know, I'm telling you what, in life, we got to do our part. We got to, as it says, get ready. We got to get our supplies ready, whatever that means. So we go back to the God-given goal. And for us, this was in Joshua 1, verse 2. You know, you're going to cross over the Jordan River. You're going to take the land I'm giving you. And in fact, in 3 days, just as God said, they crossed over and took the land. And so here's the thing. We got to be able to do our part and be ready and get ready. And it's all about that idea that, okay, I got to go through preparation. You know, I think back in my football days, like right before a game, you know, you're putting on your pads and there was kind of a routine, you know, of being prepared and having that preparation. You're getting ready for the big game. That's what you and I need to do. We got to do our part. So let me recap today's podcast. We're fighting off our fears. That's what we're doing. We're not going to be passive about it. God says it over and over again. Do not be afraid. Be strong. Be courageous. Be very strong. Very courageous. Do not be afraid and do not be discouraged. Okay? That was the word through Joshua, and it's to us. That's what God is saying to you today. So let me recap. How are we going to fight off our fears? Number one, we're stepping into strength and courage. And how do we do it? By believing God's promises, standing on God's promises. Number two, we're going to obey God's voice. Remember the God nudges, the ones that He puts in your heart to trust and obey. Number three, we're going to meditate on God's word. We're going to take scriptures and think about them and chew upon them and let them get in our heart and then bring them back up and think about them again and chew upon them. And remember, God says when you meditate on His word, you're going to see success in your life. Number four, God was really clear, no fear, no discouragement. So how do we do that? Why do we do that? How can we do it? By believing God is with you. That was number four. Believe He's with you wherever you go. Even if you're in the valley of the shadow of death, you're going to believe He is with you. And then finally, number five, all about getting ready, getting prepared, getting ready for God to do a miracle in your life. We do our part. That's number five. Do your part. And I'm telling you, we are going to be strong. We are going to be courageous. We are fighting off our fears. And I just want to pray for you right now. God, thank you for each person listening. God, we are frail, and it is easy for any of us to have fears sneak in. And those fears can be crippling. But Lord, you say that you have something better. You have strength. You have courage that you can instill in us by the power of your Holy Spirit. So God, I pray that you would do that, and that right now, even as we're praying, that fears would be melting away, that hope would be rising, and that God, that you would remind each one of us, you're with us, you're with us, you're always with us. And everyone listening right now, that God, that you would speak into their hearts, I am with you. So encourage, bless, give us the strength to fight off our fears, God, by the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen. Wow, we did it. I'm fired up for you, because you're going to fight off your fears. And remember, never forget, God loves you. He loves you. He loves you. And I'm for you. God bless.